Mija, can you sit down, please? There you go.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is basically begin with just a series of questions that we can go through, and you can kind of just talk from them. One of them is like just a little bit about your history in terms of being the daughter of a bracero.
Okay.
And you know, the little things you remember about what your father mentioned, what your family mentioned with your mother and your sisters and brothers lived through and so forth. So, for instance, were you born here in the United States?
No, I was born in Mexico, in the same town where my dad was born.
Where was he born?
Tamazula, Jalisco, Mexico.
And you were born in what year?
My date of birth is March 22nd, 1968.
For the record, could we have your full name?
Maria Esther Montano.
And your father's name?
Eleuterio Montano Barbosa.
And you're the, and you were the youngest daughter, or?
Yes, the baby number 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The youngest of the females.
How many women were there?
5 and 5.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
And they were all born in Mexico?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, all of us.
And so, when did you guys come to the United States?
I came to the States in 1985.
And did like most of your brothers and sisters come, or?
Yes. I had brothers that were coming, you know, back and forth. They would work the season almost like my dad,
uh-huh.
and they would go back to Mexico. But after a while, they just came to the States and started living here permanently.
And where did they work? Did they work like similar to where your dad worked?
No, not at all. Very different. Very, very different. They had numerous jobs. Like, for example, one of my brothers, he usually would work like on an office and or he will work like on a dealer shop.
Oh, okay, so they didn't work necessarily in the fields, or?
Not one of them. He only worked there for a while, but you know, after that he started learning English, and then I think, yeah, you know, just to better his life.
What did your family do in Mexico?
My dad worked at a sugar factory that's in our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was on a department where they fill up the sacks with sugar.
And this was before or after?
During the time, yes. Yeah, and after too. After he stopped coming here to the States to work as a bracero, he will continue working there.
You mentioned that your dad would go like from different parts of the, like throughout the years from 53 to 68.
Yes.
Do you know like how often, or?
He would like come, sometimes he'll come like 2 years on the road, but then he wouldn't come the next year. But you know, it was inconsistent, but yeah, he was coming between 1953 all the way to 68, the year that I was born. Please sit down.
Did you know of any...
Sit down.
Oh, I am so sorry.
No problem.
These things are very
loose. Please
sit
down. Right now.
Go sit down.
Let me think. Can you... I just want to make sure that it...
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
So, do you know, like, did he ever say anything about how he got to work or how he became...
He said that people here from the States will go over there and do the contract through, I believe it was a man, and they'll hire as many people as they needed, and they will bring them over.
Was like the man who contracted them from the town that you guys were from, or?
No. The people, they will go from here, from the States, all the way to, you know, to different cities throughout the country to hire the people.
And was your dad, did your dad know what kind of work he was going to be doing?
I think so. Yes. Yes.
And how different was that work from, for instance, working at the sugar company?
It was difficult, and I think it was harder. One of the reasons why he kind of complained about it is that they will mistreat them a lot. They will get mistreated and humiliated and stuff. They will like, every season when they will come, they will like basically like be fumigated like animals and, you know, live in a very deplorable conditions. But they needed to work. And, you know, over there he was at home. He was, you know, going back and forth every day and, you know, living, you know, and work in a much better condition than he was here.
Did he ever talk about any of the people that he worked with and where they were from?
He mentioned a boss that he had. It was just one person then throughout all the years that he came here to work, that he was very, very nice. He was from Texas. He was a white male dad. You know, that he was very human with them. That was about the only time that he didn't have such a rough time coming here.
When were the times that he had a rough time? With who did he have a rough time?
Well, just throughout the season, you know, like the people that they will like hire them, whenever they will arrive here on the States, they will like, you know, they were like piled up in a room like 15, 20 people, and you know, they didn't have hot water and, you know, stuff like that. They were like, you know, make them get undressed and, you know, almost like they will like fumigate them, you know.
Were those things that, did your father know that these things were going to happen when he, did he ever mention that was a part of the things that he knew? Like, for instance, like, did he know that going to the United States that he was going to have to be facing this all the time, or these were only certain times?
I think he knew, but it's like, you know, they needed to work and they were already hired. They had already a contract, so... You know, it's just a process that they had to put up with. It's not that he enjoyed. Nobody will enjoy to go through that. It's humiliating.
Do you know how much he would get paid for doing this work?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't have that information, no.
And where was some of the places that he did work?
I don't know the cities exactly, but I know he worked in, right here in the state of California. He also worked in Arizona, Texas, Michigan, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he also worked in New Mexico, but I'm not sure.
Do you, when was like the first time you remember your father talking to you about the being a bracero?
Oh, ever since I can remember, I was probably like 6, 7 years old. He was talking about it.
It was something that
impacted his life forever. Yeah.
And what would he tell you about it?
Well, he didn't tell me directly, but he was like, you know, talking to family members, relatives that will go and visit. Yes, sweetie. She wants to sit here. You know, just basically all the times that he came here and, you know, how rough it was for him. You know, mainly because of the way that they were treated. But, you know, they were in need to do something else and to earn money there. And so.
What did your mom ever say about this?
Well, she was left alone for a few months, and, you know, sometimes she'll be pregnant, and, you know, just being there by herself, it was also rough for her, but, you know, she knew that this is something that he had to do in order for them to survive and, you know, make a living out of it.
So So how many children were actually born during the time that?
All the way to myself, which I'm number 8 out of 10 children.
So during the time that he was going to the United States, 8 children were born?
Yes. Like I said, it was inconsistent because he wouldn't come straight for 15 years. But yeah, between the year when he started coming all the way to the year when he stopped coming, it was 8 children in between. Wow. Yes.
Was there something in terms of like the work that at the sugar company that made him always have to go to the United States for a certain period, or
what happens is that when the factory is in production, mm-hmm. it's not the entire year. It's from I think it starts in sometime in November, and it ends in the middle of June. Mm-hmm. And between the middle of June all the way to November, that's when, they will be practically out of work because mm-hmm. there wasn't much to do in there other than, you know, if you were like a mechanic and you had to do repairing on the machinery and stuff. But he didn't know that, so that's why he had to look for other options. And
Did your brothers also get contracted the same way?
No. No, none of my brothers. And they were very young when he stopped coming, when that thing, I think it ended. That's why he stopped coming. Yes.
Let me look at this for you. Do you remember your mother ever mentioning, like, letters or telephone calls about your father calling or sending home, or
letters perhaps? And you know, I guess I don't know if he was sending money. I have no idea.
You're not sure if he ever sent money?
Well, I'm sure she got a hold of money because my mother never worked and she was always at the house raising her children, so she never had a job out of the house. So I'm pretty sure. I don't know if there was like a, you know, one of those like a Western Union or what have you. So I don't know. I'm sure he found a way to send their money.
And you mentioned how they were fumigated and so forth. Did your father ever mention getting sick out of any of those things that like they, or what was in terms of?
You know what? Now that you mention it, I think he had to cut short one of the times that he came here to work because of that thing that he got really, really sick. I don't know if it was from just a regular sickness or as a consequence of, you know, them going through that.
And do you know what he got sick of, or?
It was a respiratory problem that he had to cut it short and go back.
And it was only for a small time, or did he end up having to go back after that?
He went back and he didn't come back after that, that season, that particular year.
Okay.
Yes. Melanie, no. Stop.
Now, most of your family still lives in what part of Jalisco?
Tamazula, Jalisco. No, actually, most of us are here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we're spread all throughout the country. I have my younger brother. He lives in Alabama. I have a brother that lives right here in Lincoln Heights. I have a sister that lives in Colton. Mm-hmm. One that lives up in Tracy, one that lives in north of Seattle, Washington, in a city called Everett, and myself, I live in Southgate.
Mommy.
Yes.
Mommy.
And your mom is the one that lives there.
Mommy.
Well, she goes back and forth. When it's the winter, she goes back because she's... Yes, sweetie.
Mommy.
Okay, let her sit over here. Because she has gone through a couple of episodes of pneumonia, so she tries to stay in a place where it's not as cold during the winter.
How long has she been doing this?
Ever since she got her legal residence here. One of my brothers is a citizen. Let her sit over here, please. Please. You can sit over here. Okay, sit on my lap. This is not nice. She got her legal documents through my brother, who's a citizen. I'm a citizen myself. I was naturalized in 2000. She got her legal documents in December of 99. And ever since, she's like back and forth, back and forth. Yes.
And when did your father die?
My dad died was 93, April of 93.
Yes. And he was in Mexico.
He was in Mexico when he passed away.
So since 68 to 93, he never decided to come back to the United States?
No, I don't think he came back after that. No.
That's a long time.
Yeah, well, after that, after he stopped coming, when the production time was over, mm-hmm. he'll start learning to do... work on the machinery, and he got for a person that never went to school and everything, he did pretty good. He had a very good memory, and he put a lot of emphasis on learning, the job.
Did he put a lot of emphasis on education for your brothers and sisters?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
How far did your brothers and sisters go to school? Like, did they go to school in Mexico? Or?
Yes, all of us went to school in Mexico. We've never been in school here in the States.
Okay.
Yeah, we basically learned English on our own, and we also know how to read and write English too. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How about your mother? So your father never went to school, or did he go to some school?
He never went to school.
He never went to school?
No, they were so poor that he was never able to go to school.
And what about your mother? Did she ever go to school?
I think she went all the way to elementary. I think she just finished elementary.
Did your father have any brothers or sisters or brothers that actually were also braceros?
I know one of his brothers, his name is Rosendo. I think he also came. No, also my uncle Jesus, his brother, he passed away already too. But yeah, Jesus Montaño.
Did they come together or they came at separate
times? I'm not sure. I wouldn't know. I would have to ask my mom. She knows everything. Yeah, she has more memory than, she knows exactly all the years that he came and, stuff like that.
So, what brought you here today to Casa Mexicana?
I came here to bring a document that they need to register my mom to see if, she'll qualify to receive the monetary compensation that they've been fighting for so many years. Excuse me.
For the braceros who worked here?
Yes, yes. From all the money that they took from them and they never got back. Yes.
Definitely. Wow, we've covered so many questions.
Okay.
Is there anything you would like to add or anything about like your father's experience that you remember that just kept in your memory, just thinking back?
Well, my point of view will be that they went through a lot, and they were disposed of their dignity a lot. They went through a lot of humiliation, and the fact that they took money from them, with the promise that they were gonna get it back, and just to know that they were, all this men. They came here willingly to work. They never got involved in any criminal activity. They were just here working, and that's all they did. And for me, the fair thing to do is to have some decency. Whoever has the money, And at least the least they can do is return that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of, in a way, return them of their dignity too, of all the pain and suffering that they went through. Because I'm sure my dad wasn't the only one. Because, like I said, it was many, many people. Like, they'll be, like, in a deplorable conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why, you know, why I'm here too, helping my mom to see if we can get some of that back.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know it's been a long day for you,
trying yes.
and so forth, and especially with the young ones. I want to thank you because I think that your dad's story, the one that you mentioned, is an important one.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for sharing those last words as well.
You're welcome.
And definitely, if you want more information, we can give you more contact so that your children, when they grow old and so forth, they could have the opportunity as well to hear your words and the words of other people who also share the same experience.
Okay, absolutely, yes. It's important for me too that, you know, they know what we went through, you know, because when I came here myself in 1985, I didn't have any legal documents. I crossed the border illegally, and, you know, I went through a very, very rough time, too. Thank goodness, you know, I worked my way up and, you know, try to do what's right and work and earn a decent living and not getting into trouble. I think it's very important for me that my children know that. I have 6 children myself, and it's just, you know, it's important for me that they know what we all go through, and then not having the privilege of, you know, being born in this great country that has given a lot of people big opportunity to make a decent life for themselves, but, you know, that there's also some people that, you know, will try to take your dignity away. And
thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Taking the time.
You're welcome. You're welcome.